वेरी थैंकफुल, वी आर वेरी ब्लेस्ड टू हैव हिम ऑन द कॉल. तो प्रभु जी, आर यू हियर?
यस माता जी, हरे कृष्णा।
हरे हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ओबिसेंसेस. ऑल गोज टू श्रीला प्रभुपाद, ऑल गोज टू गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी, वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव यू ऑन द कॉल. नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू यू. थैंक यू सो मच. हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू माता जी, आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल एंड फॉर्चुनेट टू बी इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑन द कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, वासुदेव परायोगा, वासुदेव परामखा, वासुदेव परावेदा, वासुदेव परक्रिया, वासुदेव परम ध्यानम, वासुदेव परम तप, वासुदेव परो धर्मो, वासुदेव परम गति। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय, देवकी नंदनाय च, नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय, नमो पंकजमालिने, नमो पंकजनेत्राय, नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये। आराध्य भगवान व्रजेशतनयस् तद्धाम वृंदावनम्, रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेणया कल्पिता। श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमः पुमरतो महान्, श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरानापरा। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 37। नलकुवेर एंड मणिग्रीव उवाच। Nalakuver and Manigreev are offering their prayers to Lord Damodar. Anujanihi nau bhumam stavanuchara kinkarau darshanam nau bhagavata risherased anugrahat. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. Purport. Unless delivered or blessed by a devotee, one cannot realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. According to this verse of Bhagavad Gita 7.3, there are so many siddhas or yogis who cannot understand Krishna. Instead, they misunderstand him. But if one takes shelter of a devotee descending from the parampara system of Narada Muni, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.20, one can then understand who is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, many pseudo-incarnations are advertised simply for having exhibited some magical performances. But except for persons who are servants of Narada and other servants of Krishna, no one can understand who is God and who is not. This is confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keba. No one is delivered from the material conception of life unless favored by a Vaishnava. Others can never understand, neither by speculation nor by any other bodily or mental gymnastics. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Vishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Gaura Tvise Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The most auspicious Kartik month is going on, and this month is also called Damodar month or Damodar mass, and that is because the most wonderful Damodar Leela took place during this month on the day of Diwali. So I would like to, with the blessings of all the devotees, try to narrate this most attractive and beautiful Leela of Bal Krishna. This Leela is special for many reasons. One of the reasons is this is one of those few Leelas of Krishna where Krishna, who is Rasaraj, Krishna, who is the supreme enjoyer, he enjoyed and relished the taste of all the five principal rasas in which his pure devotees reciprocate with him. These five mellows, these five rasas are Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. Generally, most of the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees, one of these rasas is predominant. But this is one of those very special, rare few leelas of Krishna where Krishna fully relished all the five rasas. Isn't it incredible? Normally, when we think of Damodar Leela, we only think of Vatsalya Rasa. But we will see how in this Leela, Krishna relished all the five rasas, including Madhurya Ras. Hari Bol. And this is explained in the Dig Deepika Tika by Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad. Sanatan Goswami, he wrote a Tika, he wrote his commentary on Damodarashtakam, which are eight famous verses that we sing every day during the Damodar month. This Damodarashtakam, as we all know, are the ecstatic eruptions coming from the devotional heart of Satyavrat Muni during his ecstatic conversation with the pure devotee of Krishna, Narad Muni, who is one of the intimate internal causes of the Damodar Leela, because he was the one who cursed Nalakuver and Manigreev. And in this beautiful conversation between Satyavrat Muni, Narad Muni and Shaunak Rishi, Satyavrat Muni speaks these beautiful eight verses, and Sanatan Goswami wrote a commentary on these eight verses. So whatever I'm going to speak is from Srimad Bhagavatam, is from the Krishna book that our founder Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada wrote, from the commentary of Sanatan Goswami, and whatever I have heard from the disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So it will take around 45 minutes to 50 minutes. I would humbly request, if it is possible, that all the devotees who are listening, please close your eyes and just meditate on this beautiful Leela, Damodar Leela. That way, we are less likely to be distracted, and just let this Leela happen right now in your devotional hearts in the sound form. It is said that when in the parampara, the Leelas of Krishna are described in the association of devotees, the Leela actually happens at that time in sound form. In the form of sound, the Leela actually happens. So we can all participate, or at least try to participate, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, in this most special Damodar Leela today. So I request, if it is possible, if you are in a suitable place, please close your eyes and just meditate for the next 45 to 50 minutes on this beautiful Leela. Krishna is only 3 years old, and he is living with his parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. And his aunt, Mother Rohini, and his brother, Balram, in Nanda Bhavan, in Gokul Mahavan. He is only 3 years old. He is very naughty. He has learned how to run, how to steal butter. But he is only 3 years old. And it is the day of Diwali. Diwali or Deepavali is a very special day because, first of all, it is a tithi in the holy month of Kartik. All the days of Kartik month are very holy. But Diwali is very special for many reasons. One of the prominent reasons is, on this day, Lord Ramchandra came back to Ayodhya after a long exile in the forest of 14 years. And Bharat and Shatrughna and all the Ayodhyavasis, his three mothers, Kaikeyi, Kausalya and Sumitra, they were all eagerly waiting for the return of Ram, Lakshman and Srimati Sita Devi back to Ayodhya. And after going through so many trials and tribulations, when they finally returned to Ayodhya along with Hanumanji and Sugriv and Angad and Jambavan and Nala, Neel and all the other monkey soldiers, it was a grand festival. And the lives of the Ayodhyavasis were plunged in darkness of sorrow in the absence of Sri Ram. And when he returned on the day of Diwali, they welcomed him in Ayodhya, and in the core of their hearts, by lighting lamps of their devotion. Therefore, it is Deepavali. So it was Diwali, and Diwali is one day before Govardhan Puja. So at that time, Krishna performed the first Govardhan Puja when he was 7 years old. But as we know, today he is only 3 years old. He's only 3 years old yet. So nobody knows about Govardhan Puja yet. What is it called now? Indra Puja. So Deepavali is one day before Indra Puja Day, which later on became Govardhan Puja Day. So today is Diwali and tomorrow is the famous Indra Puja. So Mother Yashoda, as usual, she woke up really early in the morning on the day of Diwali. And next day was the grand Indra Puja, where all the Brajvasis came together and they worshipped Indra Dev, requesting him to continue blessing them with adequate rains so that there is good amount of grass on which their cows and bulls can graze and be well nourished. So entire Braja was preparing for Indra Puja. Everyone was preparing for Indra Puja. They needed a lot of ghee, so they were churning yogurt into butter, and then they will gently heat the butter to get clarified butter, ghee, which is used for the Indra Yajna. So everybody was busy churning yogurt into butter and doing all sorts of other services, preparing, you know, flowers, preparing bhoga, this and that. So many services had to be done, grinding the spices to cook the bhoga for the next day for Indradev. Everybody was very busy. So Mother, all the servants in the house of Yashoda Mai were busy. So Yashoda Mai woke up really early and Krishna was still sleeping. Upananda was one of the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, and on the day of Diwali, he had invited Rohini, Kunti Devi and Balram to his house for a special feast. So early in the morning, Balramji, Kunti Devi, who was Balramji's aunt, and Balramji's mother, Rohini Devi, they went to the house of Upananda, the brother of Nanda Maharaj. They had a special invitation for Diwali that morning. So they went in a bullock cart to the house of Upananda, who was staying very close by to Nanda Bhavan. And Nanda Maharaj was doing his duties as the king of Vraja. So he was also outside. And at home, all the servants were busy. So it was only Mother Yashoda and her darling baby Krishna at home. So it was really early in the morning still. So 3-year-old baby Krishna was peacefully sleeping in bed. So Mother Yashoda was looking at his beautiful face and she didn't want to leave him, but her duties called her. So she went outside the room to churn fresh butter for Krishna, because she knew that Krishna will wake up soon and he'll be hungry. So she wanted to make wonderful offering for her darling Krishna. So with great difficulty, she left the association of Krishna, who was sleeping, and she came outside and in an earthen pot, she had fresh yogurt, which was made from very special cows. So Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. Out of them, 108 cows were very special. Out of them, 8 cows were very special. And out of those 8 cows, 2 cows were supremely special. And very beautiful, soft, green grass was being provided by Govardhan. But Govardhan provided one very special type of grass, which Mother Yashoda also cultivated in her own backyard. And this grass was called, had the fragrance of Padma, lotus. Very, very nourishing, very special, nutritious green grass. So these two special cows were fed this very special grass by Mother Yashoda. And then the special milk that these two unique cows would give was the most delicious and nutritious and sweet smelling milk anywhere in the 14 planetary systems. It was Mother Yashoda's special offering for Krishna. And this milk was called Padmagandha milk because it had the gandha, the aroma of Padma, lotus. From this milk, of course, Mother Yashoda would feed baby Krishna the milk of her own love. She would also feed him this Padmagandha milk. And then she would make the remaining milk, convert it into yogurt. And she would churn that yogurt into butter. Then she would give Krishna this beautiful, tasty Padmagandha makhan butter. And whatever remained, she would heat it gently. And she would get clarified butter from that, which is ghee. So in this way, Mother Yashoda that day thought that I will give Krishna Padmagandha makhan. And she took fresh yogurt, which was made from Padmagandha milk. She put it in an earthen pot. She put a stick in it. She tied a rope to the stick. And she sat down nearby and started churning. Started pulling on that rope to and fro. So the churning rod would rotate, would move, and it would churn the yogurt. And beautiful, soft, tasty makhan would come up. So she was churning the yogurt. As she was churning early in the morning, Mother Yashoda, who has a spiritual body, who is supremely beautiful, she has beautiful long hair, which was decorated with malati flowers. She was wearing a saffron-colored, beautiful sari. And with her own loving hands, she was sitting down and she was pulling to and fro on the rope and churning the yogurt into butter. As she was doing, her golden bangles were making a beautiful clink-clong sound like kartals. And as the rod was hitting the earthen pot, it was making thak 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 noise like a mridang. So there was the beautiful sound of kartal and there was a beautiful sound of mridang as Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt into butter. As she was doing this, she was feeling separation from Krishna, who was sitting nearby, who was sleeping nearby in the bedroom. And she was remembering the beauty of Krishna, the transcendental activities of Krishna. And she went into spiritual bliss. And in her samadhi, as she was working hard to churn the yogurt into butter, she was meditating on her darling Krishna. And she spontaneously came up with beautiful poetry, glorifying Krishna, the different names of Krishna. And as she was churning the yogurt into butter, she started singing different songs with different names of Krishna based on his different activities. And she was in spiritual bliss. She was doing her own sankirtan. She was doing her own kirtan. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. And she was churning, and her bangles and her anklets and her necklace, everything was, in the spiritual world, everything is alive. Everything is conscious. They were all joining in the kirtan that Mother Yashoda was singing. And therefore it became sankirtan, because all these living entities also started joining in the kirtan, the singing of Mother Yashoda. And as Mother Yashoda was thinking of Krishna, tears started coming out of her beautiful lotus eyes, feeling separation from Krishna. And her heart was longing to feed Krishna, because she was missing him so much. And she was singing, she was calling out Krishna's names. And as this beautiful kirtan was going on in the courtyard, Krishna heard the calling of his mother's love. How could he refuse? How could he sleep? He immediately woke up and he became hungry to receive the love of his mother. So he came running to where Mother Yashoda was sitting. And he looked at her beautiful motherly form, how she was sitting and she was churning the yogurt for him. She was singing his beautiful names, and malati flowers from her hair were falling to the ground. Srila Sanatan Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they explain why these malati flowers were falling from the beautiful hair of Srimati Yashoda Devi. The flowers were seeing the ecstatic trance of Mother Yashoda. They were seeing her supremely pure love and they felt Mother Yashoda loves Krishna so much. She is the giver of fame to Krishna. Yashoda. Yash means fame and fortune. And Da means to give. So Yashoda means the one who gives fame and fortune to Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. He is full of six opulences. One of them is fame, Yash. But Mother Yashoda is so great a devotee that she is capable of giving Yash and fame and fortune to Krishna. Because she performed this Damodar Leela, Krishna became famous as Damodar. She is the one who tied him, who tied Krishna's udar with Dam and gave him the name Damodar. So Mother Yashoda increased the fame of Krishna. So Malti flowers, they went into ecstasy seeing the glorious devotion of Mother Yashoda, and they said, we are not qualified to sit on her head. No, no, no. We should be at her feet. And they were jumping down from Mother Yashoda's head onto her lotus feet. And they said, this is the right place for us. We want to be at the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda ki jai. So Krishna saw these Malti flowers are falling. Mother Yashoda is calling me out of love. She is remembering me. She is doing my kirtan. So Krishna went running to her. And with his soft hands, he held the rod, the churning rod that was in the earthen pot. And she said, Ma, I'm hungry. Feed me. As soon as Mother Yashoda saw her beautiful Krishna, she immediately picked him up and put Krishna on her lap and started feeding him the milk of her love. And as Krishna was drinking Mother Yashoda's love in the form of her milk, Mother Yashoda was adoring the beautiful face of Krishna, his beautiful bluish complexion, his beautiful lotus-shaped eyes, which were closed peacefully as Krishna was sucking the milk. His curly but very, very soft hair. Krishna's hair is dark black and very curly, but they're very soft, very, very soft like cotton. And he was peacefully drinking milk. And Mother Yashoda was in supreme bliss, pleasing Krishna, satisfying Krishna, and serving Krishna. At that time, the Padmagandha milk, which was boiling in the nearby kitchen, thought, Krishna is so happily drinking the milk, which is a manifestation of Mother Yashoda's love for him. He's drinking it with so much joy. We can never attain the level of devotion and purity that Mother Yashoda's milk has. So what is the use of our existence? Krishna should always drink Mother Yashoda's milk, because that is the best milk for him. That is the milk which has maximum love. What is the use of our existence? We are not fit for consumption by Krishna. Only Mother Yashoda's milk is fit for consumption. So our life is useless. And being overwhelmed with humility, the Padmagandha milk, which was boiling in the kitchen, it started to boil over and spill and fall into the fire. Because the Padmagandha milk, feeling extremely humbled by the love of Mother Yashoda, wanted to commit spiritual suicide, wanted to end its life. Because what is the use of our existence? Krishna is drinking Mother Yashoda's milk. What is the use of our existence? We are not of the quality of Mother Yashoda's milk. So let us die. And they started, the Padmagandha milk started boiling over and falling into the fire. And sound started coming from the kitchen. And as Mother Yashoda heard that sound, her meditation broke. She was blissfully feeding Krishna and adoring his face. But that sound of the Padmagandha milk spilling into the fire, all that sound came and her meditation was broken. It was an emergency. She didn't want that milk to spill over because that milk was meant for Krishna's consumption. So Mother Yashoda thought that this is also for Krishna. I cannot let it go waste. So she said, Krishna, please wait for a moment. And she put Krishna down. Krishna was enjoying drinking the milk, but Mother Yashoda put him down. And she said, let me come back. Let me take care of the milk. It is spilling. It's boiling over. Let me take care of that. I'll be right back. Saying this, Mother Yashoda rushed to the kitchen. But from an internal standpoint, we can understand that Mother Yashoda, being a supreme devotee of Krishna, did not want the Padmagandha milk, who is also a devotee of Krishna, to feel slighted or to feel discouraged or to commit suicide. No, Mother Yashoda said, no, Padmagandha milk, you also have a unique position. Please don't die. You will also get to serve Krishna. And Mother Yashoda saved that milk and she put the boiling pot in a separate place, away from the fire. And she saved the milk, which was committing suicide out of humility. So see, a devotee saves another devotee. Mother Yashoda saved the Padmagandha milk. And she came back immediately to attend to Krishna again. But Krishna was, to increase the love of Mother Yashoda and to increase the sweetness of this pastime, Krishna became angry when Mother Yashoda left him. And Krishna, whose beautiful lips are reddish like the bimba fruit and his teeth are like the buds of a white jasmine flower, Krishna bit his lower lip with his teeth in anger. Little three-year-old Krishna, he became so angry that he bit his reddish lower lip with his white teeth in anger. Why did Mother Yashoda leave me? Krishna wanted to teach her that nothing is more important than taking care of me. I am so dependent on you. I was enjoying drinking your love in the form of your milk. How could you leave me? And Krishna, to show his anger, he looked around and he saw a nice round heavy stone which was used for grinding spices in the kitchen. So Krishna picked up that stone and he broke the earthen pot with that stone. And all the yogurt and butter and makhan, it all started falling. It all fell, spilled on the ground. And then Krishna got really scared. Oh, what did I do? Now Mother Yashoda will be very angry. So Krishna became very scared and he ran away. He ran away. And he went to another room. And he thought, no, Mother Yashoda will catch me here. I must go to a place where I have easy access to run freely away from her in case she catches me. So Krishna goes in front of the house. And there a wooden mortar is kept. Ulukhal. It is basically meant to put different grains in it and to grind them. So it has a bottom and it has an open top from where you pour the grains and then you put a stick inside and you put a rod inside and you crush and you grind the different grains and whatever you want to grind in that ulukhal. And if you keep it open in the courtyard, the crows and the birds will come and they will pass stool and urine into that. So it was kept upside down. It was kept upside down. So the birds and all, they cannot put their droppings inside. So what Krishna did was, when he went to the room, he broke another pot of yogurt that was kept there. And he took the yogurt. This was also Padmagandha makhan. He took the butter and he came and he sat on that upside down wooden mortar. And all his monkeys, they became excited when they saw Krishna. Hello, Krishna is coming to play with us. And all the monkeys just started coming into the courtyard. And Krishna started eating that butter. And he started feeding the monkeys also that Padmagandha makhan, which Mother Yashoda with her own loving hands had prepared for Krishna. So Krishna ate it and then he gave his Mahaprasad to the monkeys. The Acharyas explain that these monkeys were Hanumanji, Sugriv, Angad, and all the monkey devotees of Krishna, who in the previous incarnation had assisted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan, in his search and fight for Mother Sita. At that time, Sri Ramchandra was just a vanvasi. He was exiled to the forest. And he had no possessions. He was wearing tree bark. He had given up all his princely ornaments and everything. He was not in the palace. He was staying in the forest, a very simple life with Lakshman and Sita Devi. He had nothing. So he could not reward the monkeys adequately at that time. So now the same glorious devotees of the Supreme Lord in the next incarnation came as the monkeys of Vrindavan. And previously they were in the Dasyaras. Now Lord Krishna promoted them to Sakhyaras. And as Krishna's friends, they were eating makhan from Krishna's own hands. Hari Bol. So Krishna sitting on that upside down wooden mortar started eating the Padmagandha makhan and started feeding to his monkey friends. When Mother Yashoda returned to the area where Krishna had broken the pot, she saw that with the stone, the earthen pot is broken, the makhan has spilled everywhere, and there are little footprints of Krishna. And he has run away to that room. So Mother Yashoda, she picks up a little stick. She says, I must punish this naughty boy. And she goes to the room and she sees that, oh, he has broken another pot. And again there are footprints. And Mother Yashoda follows those footprints like a detective. And she goes to the other courtyard where Krishna is sitting and feeding the monkeys and eating the butter also. So Mother Yashoda, to increase Krishna's excitement, she approaches him from behind. And Krishna cannot see her. But Krishna is looking here and there because he's scared. He knows he has been a naughty and mischievous boy. And he's afraid of Mother Yashoda that she will come and punish. So he's looking here and there. And he's trusting that his monkey friends will warn him when Mother Yashoda comes. And these monkeys, they are enjoying the butter with Krishna. But as soon as they see Mother Yashoda is approaching Krishna from behind, they also become scared and they start screaming and they start running away into the forest. They jump over the wall, jump over the gate, and they just run, climb different trees and they start running away. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he explains that Bhajahure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare, that if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, we get abhay, we become fearless. These monkeys had taken shelter of Sri Krishna, but still they became afraid of Mother Yashoda. That is the sweetness of this rasa. They became scared and they ran away. And Krishna, as soon as he saw that his monkey friends are running away, he knew something is wrong. So he looked behind, he turned behind, and what did he see? He saw Mother Yashoda very close to him, about to catch him. And Mother Yashoda's one hand was visible. The other hand of Mother Yashoda, her right hand, was hidden under the pallu of her sari. And Krishna could not see what is in that hand. As soon as Mother Yashoda came very close to Krishna, she exposed her hand. And that hand, Mother Yashoda was holding a stick. As soon as Krishna saw this, he got so scared, he just jumped off that wooden mortar and started running. And he started crying, completely scared and afraid that Mother Yashoda is going to punish him. And Mother Yashoda called out to him, O king of the monkeys, O plunderer of the house, O king of the thieves, where are you running, you naughty boy? Wait, I'm coming to catch you. And full speed, Mother Yashoda started running, started chasing Krishna with a stick in her hand. And Krishna was running here and there, trying to run away from her, trying to get away from her. And he was trying to give her explanation. Oh, Mother, no, I did not break the pot. Mother Yashoda, while chasing him, asked, so who broke the pot? He said, you broke the pot. When you got up to attend to that boiling milk, your anklets, they hit the pot. And the pot broke, and these monkeys came and they started eating the butter, and I was trying to prevent them from eating, but the monkeys scared me and they forced me to feed them. That's why I was feeding. I did not break it. You liar, Mother Yashoda said, you are lying. You think I am going to buy these stories of yours? And she continued to chase him, and many times she came very close to catching Krishna, but Krishna would get away. Who can catch Krishna? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna is faster than the fastest, swifter than the swiftest. Who can catch him? Who can catch him? Impossible. But Mother Yashoda, being a topmost devotee of Krishna, was not willing to give up. And she was chasing after Krishna. As Mother Yashoda was chasing 3-year-old baby Krishna, the Malati flowers from her hair, the remaining flowers, also started falling down. And one by one, all the flowers fell down. And our beloved Acharyas explain why these Malati flowers, all of them fell down. Some of them, half of them, fell down to the ground because they thought, just look at Mother Yashoda with a stick in her hand, ready to punish Krishna. She's chasing Krishna. We don't want to be part of this scary leela. We don't want Krishna to think that we are part of this. No. We want to separate ourselves from Mother Yashoda. So they jumped off her head and they fell down. The remaining Malati flowers, they fell down because they were in Mother Yashoda's team. They were thinking that Mother Yashoda is not able to catch Krishna. She is trying so hard, but she is not able to catch Krishna. This naughty Krishna is running too fast. Maybe Mother Yashoda is being slowed down because of our weight. So let us make Mother Yashoda lighter and let's jump off, so she has less weight to carry and she will be able to catch Krishna. So the half the flowers were in Krishna's team, half the Malati flowers on Mother Yashoda's hair were in Mother Yashoda's team. So all the flowers, they fell down as Mother Yashoda was chasing after Krishna. And at one point, Krishna started saying that, Mother Yashoda, I'm scared of you, don't chase me like this. And Krishna thought, now let me run out of our gate and let me run out on the street, because if Mother Yashoda catches me in the courtyard, she will punish me. But if I go on the road in full view of the Brajvasis, then out of embarrassment, Mother Yashoda will not punish me so much in front of everybody. So Krishna tries to make an abrupt turn and he tries to run towards the gate of Nanda Bhavan, the gate of the courtyard. And as he is running, Krishna makes one last attempt to make sure that Mother Yashoda is far away from him and he can successfully get onto the road. Because he knows once he comes on the road, he's safe. Mother Yashoda will never punish him too harshly in front of outsiders. So he just looks behind his shoulder to make sure that he has enough time to get to the gate. But as soon as he looks behind, Krishna slows down because he looks behind. And just then Mother Yashoda grabs Krishna and she catches Krishna. And she says, you naughty boy. I know what you were thinking. You were trying to run out of the house to attract the mercy of the neighbors. I'm too smart for you. I caught you. And you were sitting on this wooden mortar trying to feed the monkeys. Let me tie you to this mortar so that you cannot run like the way you were running and making me run and making me tired. So Mother Yashoda shows the stick to Krishna. And with one hand, she's holding Krishna's hand. In the other hand, Mother Yashoda is holding the stick. And Krishna is so scared of Mother Yashoda. He's crying. Tears are coming out of his eyes. The kajal around his eyes is smeared on his cheek. And previously, whenever Krishna would cry, whether it was because he lost a game with his friends, or whether it was because he was hungry, or because he was angry, whenever Krishna would cry, Mother Yashoda would immediately wipe his tears with the pallu of her sari. So Krishna was crying more and more, thinking that seeing the tears in my eyes, Mother Yashoda's anger will subside and she will wipe my tears. But he saw that Mother Yashoda is not wiping his tears today. So Krishna started wiping his own tears with his own lotus hands, and all the kajal was smeared on his beautiful cheeks and it increased the beauty of Krishna. And hearing all this crying and commotion, all the neighborhood gopis, they started coming to the courtyard of Mother Yashoda and started asking her, what happened, tell us. And Mother Yashoda told what happened, that he broke the pot, he stole the butter and he was feeding it to the monkeys. So the gopis started telling, see, we have been telling you all these days that your son is Makhan Chor, he is very naughty, but he would not listen to us. We are so glad that today you caught him red-handed. So Mother Yashoda said, yes, and he was running around like anything. I want to tie him to this wooden mortar and give him a nice time out so that he doesn't misbehave like this in the future. So she tells the gopis, get me that rope with which I was churning the yogurt into makhan in the other courtyard. So the one gopi goes, runs and gets that rope which was tied to the churning rod, and she gives that rope to Mother Yashoda. And this rope was long enough to tie the thin waist of Bal Krishna. And Mother Yashoda puts that rope around the wooden mortar and tries to bind Krishna to that wooden mortar. But the rope is two fingers too short. And then Mother Yashoda tells the gopis that please go get me some more rope so that I can tie him. Get me the ropes that we use to tie to the churning rods. So all the gopis, they go and they get different ropes that are there tied to the churning rods, and they give Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, one by one, joins the ropes with knots, but when she's about to tie Krishna, she realizes that the rope is two fingers too short. Finally, Mother Yashoda says, go and get the ropes that we use to tie our cows. Get those ropes. So all the ropes from all the houses of Vrindavan are brought, and one by one, Mother Yashoda joins them, connects them. But she's not able to bind him. It's always two fingers too short. The wooden mortar is not growing in size. Krishna is not growing in size. But it is always two fingers too short. So the gopis tell Mother Yashoda that, hey Yashoda, give up this attempt. You cannot tie Krishna. It is impossible. We have also tried to try him. We have also tried to tie him, but we have failed. Give up your attempts. And Mother Yashoda says, no. I will tie him. So one gopi says, Are Baba, we are telling you will not be able to tie. I have tried to bind him once in the past, but I failed. And she narrates this story. She says, Krishna is so naughty that he came to my house and he always steals makhan. So I have put up a security system in my house. It's called ADT. You know ADT? Security systems? Anti-Damodar technology. So this gopi, what she did was, she would put the makhan in earthen pots and she would tie it to the ceiling in her house, high up. And she would put a bell. She would tie a bell to those pots. Why? Because even by tying it up, Krishna would make a human pyramid with his friends. They would stand on each other's shoulders and they would break the pot and just plunder the makhan and eat it. So she would tie a bell to the pots so that whenever Krishna would try to touch the pots, the bell would ring, ding, 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 ding. And she would come to know that Krishna is there in the house. So she had done this. And one day Krishna came. And as soon as Krishna broke the pot, Krishna told the bell, oh bell, do not ring while I am stealing the butter. So the bell obediently did not ring. So Krishna shook that pot, broke it, but the bell did not ring. And then Krishna and all the friends, they started eating the makhan. As soon as Krishna put makhan in his mouth, the bell started ringing. And the gopi came and she caught Krishna red-handed. So Krishna asked the bell, hey bell, why did you ring? I told you not to ring. So the bell replied, now this is only Krishna and the bell. This communication is confidential between the bell and Krishna. The bell tells Krishna that you told me not to ring and I did not ring. While you were shaking me, while you were breaking the pot, I kept quiet, I did not ring. But as soon as you started eating, I began to ring out of habit. Because whenever your devotees offer you bhoga, they are ringing the bell. So as soon as you started eating, by habit, I started ringing and making that sound. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. But it was too late. The gopi had already caught Krishna. And she said, I'm going to tie you to this pillar in my house and call Mother Yashoda to show her that I've caught you red-handed. And she takes a rope and she tries to bind Krishna, but she's not able to bind. So Krishna tells her, you don't know how to bind. Let me show you. Give me the rope. I'll show you how to tie the knot. And the gopi innocently gave the rope to Krishna. And before she realized, within a moment, Krishna tied her hands with the rope and ran away. And Krishna tells the gopi that even if you are not able to bind me, I always bind my devotees with the rope of my love. Sudamodar Bhagwan ki jai. So these gopis are telling Mother Yashoda that no, it's not possible. It's not possible to bind Krishna. And Yashoda Mai says, no, I am determined. Even if it takes me all day, I will bind him. And hearing all this noise and all this beautiful leela going on, Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna for the first time ever, all the Brajvasis, all the gopis, they come there. And Srimati Radharani also comes. And all the ropes, everything in Vrindavan is utilized. But Mother Yashoda cannot bind Krishna. And she is tired, she is perspiring, but she is trying. Today I will bind this Nutcut, Kanha. I will bind him. But she is not able to bind. In the end, Krishna, he is also waiting for Radharani to come. And Radharani, who is also 3 years old, little girl, she comes there. And Krishna looks at her and she looks at, Radharani looks at Krishna and their eyes meet. And Krishna indicates to her through eyes that give Mother Yashoda your hair ribbon. The ribbon, that beautiful ribbon with which you have tied your beautiful hair, O Srimati Radharani, please give your hair ribbon to Mother Yashoda. And Radharani is thinking, Mother Yashoda has got all these ropes from all the houses in Vrindavan, but still it is two fingers too short. She has not been able to bind Krishna. What will my little hair ribbon do? But Krishna indicates to her, no, just give it to Mother Yashoda and see what happens. And then Radharani very timidly, very shyly, she steps forward. And she is also afraid because Mother Yashoda is so flustered. She is so frustrated that she is not able to tie Krishna. She is in an angry mood and Radharani is afraid that, you know, maybe Yashoda might chastise me. But very, very timidly, very shyly, she goes and she pats on the shoulder of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda turns around and looks at Srimati Radharani, who is also 3 years old. And Radharani very shyly removes her hair ribbon and gives it to Mother Yashoda. And Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad explains that as soon as Mother Yashoda takes that effulgent hair ribbon from the lotus hair, the beautiful hair of Srimati Radharani, and connects it to the rope, the two fingers too short deficit is met. And Mother Yashoda is very easily able to tie Krishna after using the hair ribbon of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. And therefore, Satyavrat Muni in Damodar Ashtakam says that this rope is effulgent. Why it is effulgent? Because Srimati Radharani is effulgent. And that rope, after being touched by the hair ribbon of Srimati Radharani, the whole rope became effulgent. Namaste stu damne spura dipti dhamne त्वदीयोदरायाथ विश्वस्य धामने नमो राधिकायै त्वदीय प्रियायै नमो नंतालीलाय देवाय तुभ्यं. Why in this 8th verse of Damodar Ashtakam suddenly Radharani is mentioned? And why suddenly of all the things Satyavrat Muni is offering obeisances to the effulgent rope? Why? Sanatan Goswami explains, because that rope had the hair ribbon of Srimati Radharani now. And that's why Yashoda Mai was able to bind Krishna. And therefore, Krishna became Radha Damodar. Shri Radha Damodar Bhagwan ki jai. That's why in the last verse in his ecstasy, he offers obeisances to that effulgent rope, which was effulgent like Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Just like Srimati Radharani is effulgent, that rope became effulgent and Mother Yashoda was able to bind that belly of Krishna, which is the resting place for the entire Brahmanda. And then finally Satyavrat Muni offers obeisances to Srimati Radharani. And in this way, Krishna becomes Damodar. He has been bound by Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda tells him, see, finally I have bound you. And the acharyas explain that these two fingers too short represent, one finger represents our endeavor, our attempts to please Krishna, to approach Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, and the second finger represents Krishna's mercy. Mercy and effort, both are required. Effort is in our hands. Mercy is Krishna's domain. And that mercy will come when we have the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. So these two fingers, effort and mercy. It is explained that 99% it is our effort. Only 1% is Krishna's mercy. 99% it is our effort, only 1% is Krishna's mercy. But this 1% Krishna's mercy is more powerful than our 99% effort. That is the spiritual mathematics. Hare Krishna. So, Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. And then Mother Yashoda says, I am going to give you a little time out here. You stay here and you think about your bad behavior. And only when you agree not to behave naughty like this in the future, I will release you. Until then, you stay here. And she tells some of Krishna's friends who have also gathered there. Now, everybody is there. She tells some of her elder gopis and some friends of Krishna to keep an eye on Krishna. That he is like a monkey. I don't want him running away into the forest. So I want you all to keep an eye on Krishna. And tell me if he acts naughty again. And saying this, Mother Yashoda enters the house to attend to her duties. And she plans to return very soon to Krishna. She cannot live without Krishna for long. As soon as Mother Yashoda leaves, Krishna stops crying. And he looks at his friends with a smile on his face. And he says, I'm fine. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of her. And then all the gopis start laughing at Krishna's mischief. And Krishna says, tells his friend, what do you think? This wooden mortar can bind me? Can keep me bound? No, I can pull on it. And his friend says, oh, no, it's too heavy. You cannot pull on it. And Krishna says, you want to challenge me? Okay, I'll show you. And then Krishna starts crawling with the wooden mortar behind him. And by this time, by Krishna's yogamaya potency, the gopis who were keeping an eye on Krishna, they also go to their homes to attend to some work. And Krishna is only there with his gopa friends and the monkeys who have come back by now. So Krishna starts to crawl with the wooden mortar tied behind him. And he looks at those two huge trees in his courtyard, the Yamala Arjuna trees. And acharyas give different explanations. They say that Krishna, because he was himself bound, when he saw the plight, when he saw the suffering of these two Arjuna trees, that they were also bound in the tree, in the body of tree, they were also bound in the tree form of life, Krishna took compassion on them. That, see, I am also bound. I can understand your pain. I can empathize with you. So Krishna went to those, started crawling towards those two Yamala Arjuna trees. Srila Sukhdeva Goswami explains in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna said, he looked at those trees and said, actually, you are not my devotees. I have nothing to do with you. But seeing you, I have remembered my dear devotee, Narad Muni. And I want to fulfill the words of Narad Muni, the prophecy of Narad Muni. Therefore, I will come to liberate you. And when I was meditating on this Leela this morning, I was also thinking that, see, it is Diwali. And on the day of Diwali, sitting in the Pushpak Viman of Kuver, Kuver's Pushpak Viman was robbed by Ravan. So after killing Ravan, when Sita, Ram, Lakshman and all the monkey soldiers, they returned to Ayodhya, they all sat on Kuver's Pushpak Viman, which was given by Vibhishan to Lord Ramchandra for this journey, because they had to come within that 24 hours, they had to reach Ayodhya, because Bharat had said that even if you are late by one day, after the 14 years of exile is over, I will give up my life air. I cannot bear separation from you. I will hold on to my life air for 14 years, but not a day more. And the 14 years had elapsed. So Lord Ramchandra told Vibhishan that I have to be there within a day. So Vibhishan says, take this Kuver's Pushpak Viman. It will take you immediately. And Lord Ramchandra goes in the Pushpak Viman, Kuber's Pushpak Viman, to Ayodhya on the day of Diwali. So I was thinking that, just see, Lord Ramchandra, on the day of Diwali, he used Kuber's vehicle to reach Ayodhya. And on the day of Diwali, Kuver's sons, who are trapped in the tree body, Krishna must have thought that your father also must be waiting for you. He provided me a vehicle to reach Ayodhya. I will be the vehicle to send you back to your home, to your father, Kuver, on the day of Diwali. So Krishna, this is just my humble thought. I may be completely wrong. Please forgive me. And then Krishna starts crawling with the wooden mortar behind him towards the two Yamala Arjuna trees. And the mortar gets stuck between those trees. And with one pull by Krishna, both the trees, they fall down on the ground, uprooted, and they crash, come down with a big thunderous crash. It makes such a tumultuous noise, the whole earth shakes in Vrindavan when those two trees collapse. And from those two trees, two very beautiful and effulgent demigods, Nalakuver and Manigrief, come out. And with folded hands, they offer beautiful prayers to Krishna. One of these prayers we just read today from Srimad Bhagavatam. And they circumambulate Krishna. They glorify their spiritual master, Narad Muni, that it was he who liberated us from the state of intoxication and ignorance. And we are always grateful to Narad Muni. And the verse that we read, it is very important verse. Krishna is told by Nalakuver and Manigrief that we are the servants of your servants. Das, das, anudas. Your servant is Narad Muni and we are the servants of Narad Muni. He is our guru. So when Nalakuver and Manigrief came face to face with Krishna, they did not forget their spiritual master. They offered their gratitude to Narad Muni. See, this is the difference. When a great personality punishes us, from that punishment there is elevation. When we punish somebody, our punishment should lead to elevation. But the problem is, if we punish them with hatred or with anger, then that punishment is simply a vent to our anger and our frustration. But when a person like Narad Muni deals with miscreants like Nalakuver and Manigrieve who had offended him, when Narad Muni deals with them, he deals with love. Therefore, his punishment leads to Uddhar. The danda leads to Uddhar. Punishment leads to elevation. That is what should happen. And that is what we should also think. That sometimes when we have to give feedback to somebody, or we are in a position of authority and we have to deal with somebody, we should do in such a way that that chastisement or feedback leads to elevation. So that is the beauty of this pure devotee. So Nalakuver Manigrieve offer beautiful prayers, they circumambulate Krishna, and they go back to their father Kuver in the heavenly world to continue their life of devotion to Krishna. They got Krishna prem. And then all the gopas, they start jumping up and down. Wow, Krishna, you are so great. These effulgent personalities are offering prayers to you, offering obeisances to you, circumambulating you. But hearing the crashing sound, all the Brajvasis, they start coming there. And even Balramji comes, Kunti Devi comes, Rohini Devi comes, Nanda Maharaj comes, everybody comes. And as soon as Balramji sees that Krishna is bound with a rope to the wooden mortar, he becomes very angry. He says, who is this? Who has done this to my Krishna? He becomes very protective about Krishna. Balramji says, who is this who has done this to Krishna? With my one hood, out of my 1,000 hoods, I can submerge the entire Vrindavan with deadly poison. Who did this to my brother? Tell me. I will finish that person right now. And then Krishna starts crying even louder when he sees Balramji to get even more sympathy. And Balramji gets even more angry. He says, who did it? Tell me, Krishna. Who did it? He's even angrier. And Krishna says, Mother Yashoda did it. As soon as Balramji hears the name of Mother Yashoda, his anger goes away. So, oh, what? Mother Yashoda did it? And then Balramji starts chastising Krishna. You fool, I have told you so many times not to break pots, not to steal, but you never listen to me. Now see what has happened. Now Mother Yashoda has punished you. And if it was anybody else, I would have protected you. But what to do? It's mother. I cannot do anything. I'm helpless. And Balramji also starts crying. And then Nanda Maharaj comes and he says, who tied you, Krishna? What is going on? Who tied you? I will release you. And just then Mother Yashoda also comes. And when Mother Yashoda comes, when Nanda Maharaj comes, Krishna starts crying even more to get Nanda Maharaj's sympathy. And seeing that Krishna is crying, again, Balramji becomes angry. Second time he becomes angry. So who did this to Krishna? Tell me. I am Ananta. I am this. I am that. So Mother Yashoda comes and she pats on Balram's shoulder and says, hey, what happened? Why are you screaming like this? Why are you becoming like this, hysterical? And Balramji says, don't you know, I am Ananta, I am Ananta Shesh, I support the whole universe, I have 1,000 hoods, I can destroy the whole universe with one breath. Who did this to Krishna? And don't you know who Krishna is? So Mother says, who is Krishna? So Balramji says, don't you know who Krishna is? Krishna is Ramchandra, Krishna is Varaha, Krishna is Narasimha, Krishna is Vaman, he is the source of all incarnations. And Mother Yashoda laughs and she tells Balramji, do all the incarnations have to appear in my family only? Run away from here, otherwise I will tie you also with a rope. And she shows the stick to Balramji and Balramji runs away. And then Nanda Maharaj goes to Krishna. And he says, oh Krishna, who tied you? You almost had such a big accident. Lord Narayan saved you. And he untie Krishna. Now before Nanda Maharaj unties Krishna, all the gopis, they try to untie him, his friends try to untie him, but nobody can untie him. Only someone with such supreme love as Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai, they can untie Krishna's knot of love. So Nanda Maharaj unties Krishna and he picks him up on his shoulders. And Krishna is crying, and Nanda Maharaj, to pacify Krishna, is saying, "Oh, don't worry, I will talk to Mother Yashoda, I will punish her. And then Mother Yashoda comes and she wants to pick up Krishna and embrace and kiss him. She approaches Krishna, but Krishna starts crying even louder when Mother Yashoda tries to approach him. He says, "No, I don't want to go to Mama, she tied me. So Nanda Maharaj says, "Oh, but she loves you so much." Rohini Devi tells Krishna, "She loves you so much, she cannot live without you. Please don't break her heart." And Mother Yashoda starts crying when Krishna says, "I will not go to her." Because Mother Yashoda cannot imagine life without Krishna. And Krishna is saying, "I will not go to Mother Yashoda." So Nanda Maharaj is trying to convince, Rohini is trying to convince, even Balram is trying to convince Krishna that go to Mother Yashoda, she loves you. Krishna says, "No, I will not go." Then Nanda Maharaj says, "If you don't go to Mother Yashoda, whose milk will you drink?" So Krishna says, "I will drink the cow's milk and I will put some sugar in it." Then Balramji and Rohini tell Krishna, "But Krishna, Mother Yashoda plays with you. If you don't go to Mother Yashoda, who will you play with all day?" Then Krishna says, "I will play with my friends, and I will play with my father, and I will play with Balramji also. But I will not play with Mother Yashoda." And he starts crying. And Mother Yashoda's heart is broken when Krishna is talking like this. And then finally, Nanda Maharaj tells Mother Yashoda that, "Give me some time, I will pacify him." And then Nanda Maharaj picks up Krishna in one hand and Balramji on the other hand. And then he just takes them out for some time, shows them cows. Then he brings them back to Nanda Bhavan, brings them back inside the house. And Rohini and other gopis are trying to console Yashoda Devi, who is very sad, who is heartbroken. They're trying to tell Yashoda Mai that, "Don't worry, Krishna's anger will go away. Just wait, have patience." And Nanda Maharaj brings Krishna and Balram home. He gives them makhan. He puts some cane sugar in it and he feeds them makhan with sugar. Then he teaches them how to write alphabet for some time. In this way, several hours pass and Nanda Maharaj is continuously carrying Krishna and Balram. And then after some time, he tells Krishna that, Nanda Maharaj tells Krishna, "Krishna, your mother is heartbroken, but please, will you go to her? She really wants to take you and feed you." Krishna, "No, I will not go to her." Then Balramji comes and he tries to convince Krishna. He says, "I will not go to Balramji also. He also was just watching when I was tied." And then Rohini comes and she says, "Mother Yashoda cannot live without you. Beta, please come, let me take you to Mother Yashoda." And Krishna says, "No, I will not go to you, Rohini Mata, because you were also just watching when I was tied. Nobody came to help me except my father. I will only stay with my father." So then Nanda Maharaj says, "Okay, I will punish Mother Yashoda." And he, Nanda Maharaj, just, you know, jokingly, he raises his hand to indicate that he is going to beat Mother Yashoda. He says, "Okay, I will punish Mother Yashoda. Should I beat her?" And as soon as Krishna hears that Nanda Maharaj is going to beat Mother Yashoda, just that thought completely melts his heart. He says, No, Papa, don't do that. Don't even think of that." And Krishna holds Nanda Maharaj's hand and puts it down. He says, No, don't do that to my mother. I love my mother." And then Rohini, taking that opportunity, quickly picks up Krishna from the lap of Nanda Maharaj and goes inside the room to where Mother Yashoda is sitting and crying. And she puts Kanha in the loving lap of Mother Yashoda. And Krishna tightly embraces Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda embraces Krishna. And Muhus chumbitam bimba rakta dharam me manas avirastam alam lakshalabhe. Again and again she started Muhus chumbitam. She starts kissing the beautiful cheeks of Krishna. And she starts feeding the love of her love to Kanha in the form of her milk. And then Krishna is again very satisfied and he's smiling. So this is the very, very beautiful Damodar Leela. In this Leela, the earthen pot, the churning rod, the stone, the butter, the Padmagandha milk, they are all in the Shantaras, reciprocating with Krishna, with their pure love. Nalakuver and Manigreev, who are offering prayers to Krishna and circumambulating him with folded hands, they are in Dasyaras. The monkeys, Krishna's Gopa friends, they are in the Sakhyaras. Yashodamai, Nanda Maharaj, Rohini Devi, and the other gopis and gopas of Vraja, they are in the Vatsalyaras. And Srimati Radharani, who provided the essential hair ribbon by which Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna with the bhakti. Bhakti Baddham in Damodarashtakam, it is said, Rudantam Muhur Netra Yugmam Rijantam Karamboja Yugmena Jatanka Netram Muhushwasha Kampatri Rekha Kakantha Stita Graiva Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. Damodara Bhakti Baddham. That bhakti comes from Srimati Radharani. She is the reservoir of all bhakti. So Krishna, by the touch of the divine hair ribbon of Srimati Radharani, reciprocated with the love of Srimati Radharani in Madhurya Ras. So this unique Damodar Leela has all the five principal rasas in it. And therefore it is very special. So I am very, very grateful to each and every one of you for witnessing this Damodar Leela in the sound form, and it was your devotion, it was your eagerness to hear that enabled a fallen person like me to narrate this exalted Leela. So thank you all very, very much. In this Damodar month, let us meditate on Srila Prabhupada, who at the Radha Damodar Mandir wrote the three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, who at Sri Sri Radha Damodar Mandir in Sevakunj in Vrindavan devised his strategy and plan to circumambulate this world, this earth planet, so many times and tie the entire world with the rope of Krishna consciousness. This whole process that Srila Prabhupada did as the Senapati of Gaur Nitai started in Radha Damodar Mandir. So Radha Damodar Mandir is very, very important for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And the love of Srimati Radharani came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Radha and Krishna combined, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyan. And the supreme personality of servitor Godhead is Balramji. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Balramji is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. And he came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nityananda Prabhu. And there, one of their senapatis is Srila Prabhupada. And at Radha Damodar Mandir, he got this inspiration. Seeking the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada started from Radha Damodar Mandir, went all round and round the world, tied the whole world with the rope of Krishna consciousness, and came back to Vrindavan, from where he returned to his beloved Krishna. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Bhagwan ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Really don't know where to glorify this class. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Totally immersed. Very, very nice class, Prabhu. You made everything come alive. Thank you so much. I really liked a few things that you were saying about how Yashoda Mai is chasing Krishna like a detective. That was very, very sweet. And then about it is Srimati Radharani's ribbon that makes it the effulgent rope. So I really like that. And of course, the best part of this Leela I always feel is the dialogues of Balaram, and you delivered it so beautifully. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was so beautiful. I think you made this Kartik month extra special with this wonderful class. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Mataji. I'm sorry for interrupting. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I don't even have words to express how moved I am by the whole story. You had me in tears at one point and laughing at another point. It was just unbelievable. As Mataji was saying, it just appeared. Everything just appeared, you know, as you described it. It was extraordinary. And one point that suddenly struck me as you were talking about that Krishna was telling the twin Arjun trees that you're not my devotee, but I want to fulfill the desire of my devotee. And it immediately brought to mind about how, you know, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, even though I'm not a devotee, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's desire to take us back to Godhead, Krishna will somehow fulfill that. And so that gives me hope that that I've got Srila Prabhupada to take me back. So it was so moving. It's just, as Preeti Vilasini Mataji was saying, it's such a wonderful meditation. All the dialogues, everybody's, was just unbelievable. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Yes, like Prabhupada said, we have no qualification. He made our qualification. So yes, Mataji, wonderful point. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. Pastimes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. It was extremely sweet class. And yes, Mataji, the realization was also very sweet. Even though we have heard this past time so many times, it still feels new every time. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful narration. You know, I could tell your voice was also getting emotional at so many points, and you know, we could feel, you know, the Leela manifesting in sound, like just like you said. Appreciate so much your narration of it. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such an experience class. There were so many points for me to learn from this Leela. I heard so many times, but there were so many things that today I gained. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. I can't explain in words. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
All glory to Ram Giridhari Prabhu, Hare Krishna, who gave me share this nectar, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yes, I have to say ditto to everything that everybody has said. This was definitely a jewel storytelling that you did today. There were a couple of points in the story that I actually kind of missed. So, for example, you know, there was that point in the story where Krishna was running to get outside the gate so that, you know, Mother Yashoda would not, you know, chastise him in front of outsiders, you know. But I think, like, right at the gate, was it, he slowed down. What was the reason you gave for why he slowed down at that point?
He looked over his shoulder to see if he had a safe distance from Mother Yashoda or not. And that slowed him down, and she caught.
Okay. Yeah, and one other thing I didn't catch either was you were saying that when you were describing the Ram Leela, there was somebody who would not be able to wait not even one day past the 14 years. Who was that person?
Bharat, Lord Ramchandra's brother, Bharat Maharaj.
Uh-huh. And yeah, and how did that story connect with this Damodar?
So because Bharat wanted to go to the exile in the forest on behalf of Lord Ramchandra, and he wanted Lord Ramchandra to rule over Ayodhya because he loved Lord Ramchandra so much. But Lord Ramchandra did not listen. He said, I have to fulfill the words of my father. And he went. So Bharat told Lord Ramchandra that, all right, if you order me, I will do it. I will serve for 14 years as the king on your behalf, but not a day more. As soon as 14 years are over, please come back. If you don't come back, I will give up my life. So by the time Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan and established Vibhishan as the king of Lanka, 14 years had elapsed. And it was the last day, and he had to come back. So he wanted a way where he can come back immediately. So then, that's how it connects. So then, Vibhishan gave the Pushpak Viman, the Pushpak vehicle, to airplane, to Lord Ramchandra, and he came taking that from Lanka to Ayodhya.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you so immensely for this. You know, it was really amazing. Story.
Thank you, Mataji.
How you brought everything alive. What we normally see as inanimate had took part in this story too. Everything came alive. I'm also just thinking about those roads, you know, since everything is alive in Goloka, you know, or I was just thinking what was going through the minds of those ropes that could not bind Krishna, yeah, or Damodar. They must have also been thinking something.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Very nice class, Prabhuji. Very wonderful explanation. So I have a question, Prabhuji. Like, these pastimes are happening in Golok Vrindavan. So how means, kya unka क्रम क्या रहता है? What is the मतलब which pastime happen first, second, third, how? And like we have calendar, we have everything date wise. Okay, for in the November we have this, in October we have this. So how in spiritual world? What is the spiritual calendar in spiritual world? So how pastime takes place over there? Can you say that, Prabhuji?
So Mataji, Narottamdas Thakur says, Narottama Dasa Kohe Nitya Lila Sukham Sada Ispuru Kamuramane. That these are Nitya Lila, they are always going on. But time in the spiritual world is not the time like we have in the material world. January, February, March, April. No, it is not like that. Time exists in the material world to destroy everything. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that time, I am the devourer of everything. Krishna devours everything in the form of time in the material world. But in the spiritual world, the same time exists simply to facilitate Krishna Leela, simply to increase the pleasure of the reciprocation of Krishna's pure devotees with Krishna. So we don't have exact information about these things, but we should not think that how the calendar exists in the material world, same thing is in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the entire dimension of time is existing for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, it is not the time as we know it in the material world. So it is hard to conceptualize that. It is achintya for us right now in our conditioned state. Does that help, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One more comment I'd like to make. Thank you for your singing. When you began the class and you started singing the prayers, that immediately put me in the mood of devotion. And I really could feel your love come through. Thank you for that too. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I have one more question if you have time. When we're speaking about the leelas of Krishna in Damodara as Bala leelas, those balas, those only happen in the Goloka and on the Boma leela. They're only happening they don't happen in the spiritual kingdom, right? Because he's only there as a youth.
So, Mataji, these are very elevated questions, but I'll tell you what I have heard and whatever I have understood. So, there are different sectors in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan. Not only are there sectors where Krishna is in the... echo.
Yeah, there's an echo. Can't hear you.
So, is it better now?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit better, yes.
So not only are there different sectors like Dwarka and Mathura in the Goloka planet, and then of course there is Goloka Vrindavan, but even within Goloka Vrindavan there are different leelas of Krishna happening according to the desires of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So all these leelas are happening. And this I heard from Mukundal Dutta Prabhu. He's a Prabhupada disciple, a very scholarly devotee. So he was saying that all these leelas, they happen in the spiritual world, and the time exists there only to facilitate the pastimes of the devotees. The only thing that is not there in Goloka Vrindavan, which is only in the Bhauma Vrindavan, is the killing of the asuras. Everything else happens in Goloka Vrindavan. But the killing of the asuras happens only in Bhauma Vrindavan, in the earthly Vrindavan. And that's why it is said sometimes that even the devotees from Goloka Vrindavan, they like to come here to taste that virya-ras, or Krishna fighting with the demons. Some of his Gopa friends, they like to come and witness that in the material world. So yeah, what Krishna demonstrates and what is there in the Bhagavatam, these are glimpses into what goes on eternally in the spiritual world. It's like a trailer of a movie. We can get some idea, but we cannot understand the whole movie based on the trailer. But the trailer should increase our earnestness and our longing and our eagerness to become part of the entire leela. So Bhagavatam that we have is 18,000 verses. But Bhagavatam that is there, that in the higher planets they discuss, it has got thousands and thousands of more verses. It's larger. Ramayana, as we know, has 24,000 verses. But the Ramayana that Brahmaji has in Brahmalok, it is hundreds of crores of verses. Charitam Raghunathasya Shatakoti Pravistaram Ekai Kamaksharam Pumsam Mahapatakanasha. Shatakoti. It's millions and millions of verses, Ramayana, original Ramayana. So Krishna's leelas are unlimited, and scriptures are there to help us understand something. And when we are purified, then Krishna reveals from within. Just like Satyavrata Muni, there are so many conversations that take place between Satyavrata Muni, which are not there anywhere in the scriptures, but Sanatan Goswami understood, and he writes. For example, Satyavrata Muni is telling Krishna that, Tatha prema bhaktim swa kame prayacha namokshe graho mesti damodareha. That please don't give me mukti or anything, Damodar. Just give me prema bhakti, just like you gave prema bhakti to Nalakuvar and Manigrave. So Damodar asks Satyavrata Muni, what will you do if I give you prema bhakti? I am here bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. I am bound to a wooden mortar. If I give you prema bhakti, you say you don't want mukti, you don't want anything, you want prema bhakti. If I give you prema bhakti, what will you do? The answer that Satyavrata Muni in his meditation gives to Lord Damodar, when Sanatan Goswami tells it, he has tears in his eyes. And the acharyas in the generations, in the parampara, when they read this answer, they also cannot hold back their tears. What answer Satyavrat Muni gives Damodar, when Damodar asks him this question, what will you do if I give you this prema bhakti? Satyavrat Muni, out of his love, he replies to Lord Damodar, my dear Damodar, if you give me prema bhakti, I will untie you. Because once we get prema bhakti, then we have the key to even untie Krishna, who is Mukunda, who is the deliverer, who awards liberation. We can liberate him from his bondage. That is how much Krishna loves his devotee, and that is the power of prema bhakti. So these are sweet exchanges which are going on between Damodar and Satyavrat Muni. And we have these 8 verses, but actually Sanatan Goswami gives so many details about what are the emotional exchanges going on between Satyavrat Muni and Damodar Bhagwan. So Krishna's Leela is Ananta, and it is unlimited, it is going on eternally. We cannot understand everything from our present conditioned state, but as we become purified, if we are sincere, there is a whole treasure house of beautiful nectarian Leela that Krishna is waiting to gift us. And then we can also drown in the Ananda Kunda, like Satyavrat Muni is describing in Damodar Ashtakam. We can just drown in the nectar of bliss of Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela Amrit. I hope this helps, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. That answers many, many questions for me. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Just to add to that question and further comments. So, just to confirm if I heard it clearly, you said, yes, it is going on. That's what Mukunda Datta Prabhu said, right?
Yeah, these Leelas are eternal. They go on.
Yeah. So the Damodar Leela is there in the spiritual world, right?
Of course, yes. It's eternal Leela. It's Nitya Leela.
Yeah, because this is something that I was breaking my head with for a very long time. So thank you so much for that answer. And one more thing just wanted to add, if you don't mind, about the demons. So the point is, yes, demons are not there in the spiritual world, but it's again understood in a different angle. The demons are there, but not there. It is like that. It's like they are present in conception form. That means, this is again I heard from Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. They are not there as a person in the spiritual world, but they are there in conception forms. That means just like, you know, when Krishna, it's lunchtime, just for the fun of Sakya Rasa that he's having with the Gopas, even in the spiritual world, there are images of demons created just to enjoy that Sakya Rasa, and Krishna acts like, I mean, he of course kills these images or conception forms, just like we have these, theme parks where you have images of demon-like figures. So something like that. They are there in conception, but actually they are not there. Similarly with the husbands, it's often said that the husbands of the gopis are not there in the spiritual world, but still they are in Parakya Rasa. So how to understand that is that the husbands are again in conception. The gopis are thinking that they are having husbands, but actually there is no husband. So I just wanted to share that also. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yeah. I'm sorry, but your answers, you know, inspired another question for me. Well, one is, you know, still with this baby Leela in the spiritual world, you know, now I'm confused now because I've also heard from another Prabhupada disciple that, you know, actually, it's Jaivaita Maharaj. He emphatically said there's no baby in the spiritual world. So I'm not sure how to understand this now, how to reconcile.
Mataji, I will not like to say anything because Jaivaita Maharaj, he's an authority. He's an authority, so I would not say anything.
Okay.
So yes, Mataji.
And then the other question was, you said that Satyavrata Prabhu, He said if he gets this Krishna prema, he would free Krishna from his bondage. So in terms of love, what does it mean to say that we by our prema, we free Krishna from his bondage? What is that bondage?
So basically, Satyavrata Muni is saying that I will become part of your leela. I will take part in your leela. So he is also getting in that mood of the leela as a gopa, the sakha. That so if you give me prema bhakti, I will also become part of your Damodar leela, and I will free you. So he's like telling what his role will be, because a lot of gopas, they tried to free Krishna, untie him, but they failed. So he's trying to become part of the leela. But it is clearly mentioned by Satyavrata Muni himself that, and this he says that I don't want Brahma realization. I don't want to merge into the Brahma Jyoti because there is no Damodar Leela there. Your Damodar Leela is going on in Golok Vrindavan eternally. Therefore, I want to go to that place where I can always meditate on Damodar Leela. I can always relish Damodar Leela. Where Damodar Leela is not there, I don't want to go there. So that's why I said that Damodar Leela is going on in the spiritual world. All of Krishna's leelas, they go on in the spiritual world, even childhood leelas. It is not that the liberated souls in Golok Vrindavan are deprived of Krishna's Damodar Leela. It's not like that. But I would not want to contradict anything. You have to see exactly what Maharaj said. But yeah, these are Nitya leelas. So otherwise, Satyavrata Muni would not have said that. Why would he say that? I don't want to go to Brahma Jyoti because there is no Damodar Leela there. I want to always relish a Damodar Leela. So, because this is Nitya Leela, it's going on. And we just know one version of Damodar Leela.
Well, one way in which I've understood Nitya Leela is that, you know, and there's always, you know, even the Bauma Leela, you know, that spiritual world. And so, there's one way I've understood Nitya Leela is that, you know, in every there was always somewhere in the universe or in the universes where Krishna's these leelas are going on. It's just like, you know, the sun is always somewhere in the sky, you know, like this.
Right. Yeah, that is also one way of looking at it. That Nitya Leela means the leela that is happening in one of the universes in the world.
Yeah, so Bauma Leela, I mean, it's also spiritual world.
It is also spiritual world, yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe it's in that sense.
Maybe, Mataji, yes. Maybe.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, just one other question I had. Is Sanatan Goswami's book, the Dig Darshini Tika, is that where these verses are coming from originally? Okay. I just wasn't
sure. Mataji. Yes, Mataji. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shall we end, Priti Virasani Mataji?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you all so much for the very beautiful discussion. Thank you for the very wonderful class again. So we'll end the call now.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnavrandu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ramodar Leela Ki Jai His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu Ki Jai
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. Dandavat. Hare Krishna.